It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Welcome back, and thank you very much for sticking around. And now we're focusing on safety and peace of Zion. The safety and peace of Zion. And we do have the good pastor joining us on the line. Elder Baldwin Mwanga is our teacher for the week. Longing for Zion is for the entirety of the week. Longing for God in Zion. And our memory text is found in the book of Psalms, chapter 82, verse 2. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Elder Baldwin Mwanga, welcome back, and thank you very much for agreeing to be our teacher this week.
Thank you so much for welcoming me, my dear presenter. Good afternoon.
So we are focusing now on the Wednesday edition of our lesson study. And the Wednesday edition of our lesson study is following on the path which we had been going on. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, which was on Monday. On Tuesday, yesterday, we said Zion, the home of all nations. Today, we are focusing on the safety and peace of Zion. I am curious to hear, how are you going to unpack this one? Take it away, Imda.
Thank you so much, my dear brother. Thank you so much to our dear esteemed listeners who have joined us this afternoon. Yesterday, as our able presenter has already put it, we looked at Zion, the home of all nations. We realized God's call for all people to come to the knowledge of the Most High, the Creator of heaven and earth. We realize that
that line is dipping there, Mdal. I don't know what's going on with your line. Maybe the WhatsApp is playing games with us again. Can you hear me?
I can clearly get you. Are you able to hear me, Mdal?
Now I can. Go ahead, Mdal. Go ahead.
We thank the Lord for the restoration. Yes, yesterday, indeed, we realized God's call to all nations. We realized that the borders of God's kingdom are extended to include the whole world. We found out that God is calling for all people, regardless of their race, their color, their place of origin, to come to the knowledge of God who created them and redeemed them by the blood of Jesus Christ. Today, my dear listeners, safety and peace of Zion. The longing has been to be in Zion with our God. People have moved and experienced God's presence in Zion, and they were helping others to realize the glory of God in Zion. Now the invitation was given today for all nations to come to Zion. But today, what happens when we get in Zion? Safety and peace of Zion. Shall we pray, my dear presenter?
Yes, sir.
God in heaven, thank you for this far you've led us. Please help us also to learn today at your feet, that at the end of the study, Lord, we will be able to make up our minds and choose to
And that line has dipped again there. For some reason, these lines. Elder, are you still there?
Are you able to get me today?
I can now. I can now. Go ahead, Mda. Go ahead.
Thank you so much.
It's gone now. Frustrating a bit. The line to the elder is not playing ball with us today. I don't know why. Mdala, can you hear me? All right, I think now with that beep, it has just decided to permanently go. Let's see if we cannot try the elder. Elder, can you hear me?
I'm able to hear you, my dear presenter. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let's try it again, Mdala. Mdala, you can... Okay.
Thank you. There are turmoils everywhere. From physical wars to political wars, through economic wars, and other disasters that we can talk about. However, God is calling us to join Him in Zion because there is peace and safety there. And how is He promising that? One person who experienced Zion environment could not help it but to exclaim to say, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That's Psalm chapter 46, the study that we have today. God is our refuge and He is the strength. He is the very present help in trouble. Despite the prevailing situation of the globe, where things seem to be out of control, there are issues here and there in one nation and the other. But God is said to be the refuge and the strength that can actually be our present help in the time of trouble. This is the call that the study brings about today. If we chose God today and ask Him to be our help, to be our strength, indeed He is going to be just that. And when that happens, peace that comes from God, safety that comes from God, does not necessarily mean the absence of trouble. Are we there, Mdara?
I'm here, sir. Go ahead.
When we are with God in Zion, as long as we are on this earth, It does not subtract trouble and conflicts completely. But God's peace and self is which means peace and self that comes from God is a gift given to His trusting children. Verse number 3 of Psalm 46 simply says, though waters thereof roll and be troubled, though mountains shake with the swearing, there is a river, the springs whereof shall make glad the city of God. Though we have those issues, we have that trouble that could be troubling us, there is a river of peace flowing through the city of God. Which means those people who choose God to be their refuge and their strength, trouble shall come to them, issues of uncertainty shall come to them, but God is saying He shall provide peace at the very time they need it most. Even if nations roar and become so crazy about to devour the whole world, God is saying, indeed, my people shall remain safe. The fact we are talking about, Mdara and my dear listeners, is not the absence of trouble, to repeat the same point. Because people think when they become Christians, when they find God in this world, then they shall be immune to problems of this world. That is not true.
Right.
The truth is, problems shall but they shall have God as their refuge.
Yeah.
Which means the attitude they shall have amidst problems, it shall be that one of peace and safety, because they know that he who is with them is more powerful than him who is with the other camp.
Yeah.
I love this one. It is bringing us straight to Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 to 27.
Okay.
Jesus is in the boat with the disciples. There arose a great wind with a lot of storms. The boat is about to capsize. But where is Jesus this time around amidst all this confusion and trouble? He is sleeping at the corner.
At the bottom of the
ship. This is the peace God grants. The world may roar, kings may rise, about to devour the whole world, but those who trust in the Lord shall renew their strength,
right,
and they shall remain calm amidst the trouble that may be going through in their lives.
Okay.
So, it's very, very important to realize that when we come to the mountain of Zion, the longing that is in every heart, where can we find peace? Where does my help come from? It comes from the Most High, and the help he is going to provide shall be both the temporal, the worldly one, the present world, as well as permanent. The holy seat of God when Jesus comes the second time.
Right.
This is our lesson, dear brethren, dear listeners.
Thank you
God
very
is
much
promising that if nations make dangerous weapons of war, dangerous missiles, even if they do all the planning as to devour the whole world, God is saying he shall stand. And when he stands, all wars to cease until the end of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he is saying to us, be still and know that I am God.
Right.
I'll be exalted among the heathen, and I'll be exalted in the earth.
Yes. Tell me, Mdala, before we part ways, I see we're running out of time now. I just want one question for you and then you can close and pray. What does this mean in the context of the present day Jerusalem? Is this referencing a spiritual Israel? Does it not reference the present day Israel, which is, having a lot of troubles right now? When we speak of safety and peace, there is no safety or peace in that region right now. So is our lesson in any way referencing what is happening there right now?
Thank you for that brilliant question, and I think it's many people's question right now. From the very preamble, we reference Zion to be interchangeably used with the word Jerusalem. The answer is it is not talking about the physical, the present Jerusalem where there is trouble right now. It is talking about the spiritual one, which is being talked about in Revelations chapter 21, verse number 2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. This is the Jerusalem we are talking about.
Okay, I hear you. All right, let's close with a word of prayer.
Thank you so much. Everywhere we can go in this world, there will be trouble. There will be no peace and safety until we get to our God. And let us pray that God may help us to hold a little bit longer, that we may wait for that new Jerusalem where there will be peace and safety realized to the capacity.
All right.
We are praying now. Thank you, God, for this study. May you feel our longing and help us to trust you forever. And may you help each and every listener and everyone who is going to come across this study to continue holding on until that day when you shall come to save this world. May you remember all of us, myself, the presenter, and all the listeners on that day when you shall come to redeem the world. Until you help us to meet again, may your will be done in our lives and keep us safe. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Imdala. Have a wonderful day.